Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, January 16th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Longviden. Enter to win a free Apple Watch Series 5 at the link in the show notes below. Fitbit has beat Apple to the punch and started rolling out the ability for some of its smartwatches and fitness trackers to monitor blood oxygen levels. The feature is rolling out now to Fitbit accessories that have the necessary pulse oximeter hardware, and the data can be viewed via the Fitbit companion app on iOS and Android. Of course, the accuracy of this feature remains to be seen, and it's not necessarily comforting that Fitbit is referring to all of this data as estimated. Apple Watch does not currently feature support for monitoring blood oxygen levels. But teardowns of Apple Watch have revealed that it features pulse oximeter hardware as part of its heart rate monitor system. This means that the feature is likely still in development by Apple, and it could come in future generations of the Apple Watch, or even in future updates to watchOS. But the biggest question right now is when Apple will feel as if it has reached an appropriate level of accuracy and launched the feature to the public. This data would be useful for health and fitness monitoring, and it would mesh nicely with the other health features of Apple Watch. And while Fitbit may have beaten Apple to the punch for now, it remains to be seen whether its accuracy will be reliable enough for users, especially when compared to what Apple may eventually release for Apple Watch. In other news, Apple continues to stand firm against requests to break iPhone encryption, causing many people to question why the FBI needs Apple's help in the first place, given the availability of third-party tools on the market. Further emphasizing this point, a new report from Forbes says that the FBI recently used one of those black market tools to unlock the newest and theoretically the most secure iPhone that Apple sells. According to the report, FBI investigators in Ohio used the GrayKey hardware box to unlock an iPhone 11 Pro Max. The iPhone in question belonged to a man who was being accused of helping his convicted brother escape the country by letting him use his identification documents. A lawyer in the case confirmed to Forbes that the iPhone in question was locked with a passcode, and there was no way that Face ID could have been used. The GrayKey is a hardware box sold by forensics company Grayshift, and it has long been used by law enforcement and investigators to gain access to locked iPhones. Details about the GrayKey are usually kept under wraps, including whether it works with Apple's newest operating systems and iPhones. This is generally to make it harder for Apple to patch the vulnerabilities used by the Grayshift hardware. The two iPhones at the heart of the latest case between the FBI and Apple were an iPhone 5 and an iPhone 7 used by the Pensacola shooter from last month. As we've said before, the FBI can easily unlock these devices using third-party solutions, like it did with the iPhone 11 Pro Max in the Ohio case. Again, this raises the issue of why the FBI isn't just unlocking the phones themselves using the GrayKey box. There are several possible reasons for this, including political and financial motives, but the most likely eventual outcome is that the FBI will be forced to turn to the third-party solutions like the GrayKey box from Grayshift. We are sponsored this week by Longviden. Longviden's stylish, genuine leather Apple Watch bands transform any Apple Watch from a functional wrist computer into a fashionable luxury timepiece. Longviden bands are compatible with all Apple Watch models and sizes, and straps are available in multiple colorways with collections for both him and her. Each band is made of genuine high-grade leather and features a luxurious suede lining which makes for a comfortable all-day wear. Longviden also uses a stainless steel butterfly deployant clasp that's usually only found on luxury timepieces. And if you can't decide on which color to get, grab two bands and get the third band for free. Head to Longviden's website and enter code 9to5Mac15 at checkout to take 15% off your entire order. And don't forget to enter our Apple Watch Series 5 giveaway at the link in the show notes below. Apple has made another acquisition in the artificial intelligence industry. The company has acquired Exnor.ai, which is a Seattle-based startup that focused on low-power artificial intelligence technology. According to a report from GeekWire, Apple paid somewhere in the range of $200 million for the startup, and the team has already started moving into Apple's existing office space in Seattle. Exnor.ai's motto was AI everywhere for everyone, and it had two key technologies to back that up. Its biggest focus was on machine learning and image recognition tools that could run on low-power devices rather than relying on cloud infrastructure. Exnor.ai also built a self-service platform that made it easier for developers to use artificial intelligence code and data in their applications. Exnor.ai notably provided the AI behind smart camera company Wyze's on-device people detection feature. The acquisition by Apple explained why cameras from Wyze recently lost that people detection feature. Apple ships its own smart camera people detection feature for HomeKit Secure Video, but there's plenty of room for improvement in that implementation. Exnor.ai's focus on on-device artificial intelligence was likely particularly interesting for Apple, given the privacy-focused approach it takes to machine learning and artificial intelligence. Apple's specific plans for the Exnor.ai talent that it has acquired remains to be seen, but hopefully some of these improvements will materialize in future updates to Apple's platforms. Other things new on 9to5 Mac today include a new video from Jeff Benjamin where he highlights the best features of Apple's Pro Display XDR. Meanwhile, Zach Hall has shared his thoughts after running 3 half marathons with Apple Watch Series 5, including details on how battery life fared in all 3 of those runs. You can find both of those stories at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. Read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.